Jake, when was the, I don't even necessarily the exact day, but when was the surgery? Was it in January?
Yeah, it was, it's like 20, I'm going on my 22nd week. So it's, you know, a little over 5 months.
What, watching the stuff you were doing on the side there, you moved around pretty well.
Yeah, it's I'm pretty happy. You know, every single week we try to introduce something more and more, and I just get more strength. I get smoother at my pass sets and coming off the ball, and really excited and happy with how I'm progressing.
Do you think you just rehab through the preseason then, not appear in games?
Yeah, you know, that all depends on the trainers and the coaches and how I'm feeling, but. We're just going to take these next couple months and get as strong as I possibly can and then progress from there.
Coach Fisher mentioned that he thought middle of training camp was kind of what he thought was the projected date. Does that sound feasible?
Yeah,
that's pretty quick.
I mean, that's the goal. As long as I keep progressing and don't have any setbacks and, you know, talk with the trainers and progress every single week, that's the plan, and we're going to go with that.
Is it realistic to think you'd be ready for opening day?
That's the goal, and that's what we've talked about ever since we had the surgery. We sat down and looked at the schedule and talked through the rehab session and said if it's going well and we're doing good, then that could be our goal, and I think we're on pace for that, so that's what we're shooting for.
Now, you said you were here every day, so was Bradford, I believe. Were you, like, rehab partners in crime there?
Oh, yeah. Well, he was, you know, he was a couple months ahead of me, so I could see what I had in store for me. And, you know, we were here for 5-6 hours a day, every single day, working hard and pushing each other. And, you know, it was kind of nice having another guy there with you.
You're a big guy, Jake. When the first time you saw Greg Robinson person, what was your take on that?
I tell you what, I'm excited to have him on our team. For how big he is, he's young, he's athletic, he can move guys, and when he gets locked up with them, they're shut down. So he's been doing a good job out here, and very excited to get back and playing with him.
It's kind of fun to have the two of you side by side. That's a lot of height and a lot of beef on one side.
Well, that and the rest of the guys we have on our offensive line, and being able to keep Roger through free agency and having Joe and the veteran with Scott in the middle, you know, if we stay healthy and we progress, we could do some good things.
Doctors have any idea why that happened, how you got injured? You were just backpedaling.
Yeah, it was just a fluke thing. I took a wrong step and foot stuck in the ground, and my body kept going and my knee didn't. And just, you know, sometimes that's how it happens.
You referenced Saffold. Did you think he was gone when you heard that he'd agreed to terms? And what were your thoughts?
Yeah, I think all of us thought he was gone, you know. I think he was on the flight out there too, but... you know, it was definitely a bummer. We wanted to have him back because he did such a great job last year for us and moving a guard, and he's so athletic and strong, and he helps our offensive line. So, you know, when it fell through and we got to get him back, everybody around this building and especially in the offensive line was happy.
How tough of a move is that to go to tackle in college to move a guard like Robinson?
Well, I've never done it, but, you know, I think it's – you know, there's some difficult parts. Just, you know, there's a little more to learn. And, you know, going from never pulling at tackle and then doing pulling drills and all that stuff. But he's been doing a great job. He's been staying after, working harder. He's been asking questions on plays. And, you know, he's been getting better every day at these OTAs.
Have you been able to help him out much or so far?
Yeah, you know, any pointers I can give him, helping him out with plays, you know, just egging him on. And being there for him for whatever questions he has, I've tried to be there for him, and you know, I think we've gotten along well.
Were you able to even get away to like the beach or anything?
Yeah, my wife and I took a little like 10-day Europe trip. Mm-hmm. I went to Paris and Barcelona, but that was I wanted to do it and didn't want to do it at the same time. But the trainers told me I had to get out of the training room for a few days, so we took a trip and it was well needed.
What, you were driving them nuts or what?
Well, I was just there so long every single day. They told me I needed a break, so I took a little break and it was good. It was well needed.
Yeah, but still, for the most part, you're here in St. Louis, and you're a Michigan guy, so you know about the bad weather. But you get the snow. It was a terrible winter.
No, we stuck it out all winter. So. You know, I'm coming from Michigan. I'm used to that, so it was all good.
So, what was a typical day? Is it like for you?
Well, I mean, just all types of treatment, doing rehab, progressing every week, stretching, doing, and then you know, hours of rehab after doing all that. So they were long days, and they still are. But you know, I'm excited to do it and get back.
This was, what,
With some of the injuries that you've had the last few years, is this the hardest, the toughest year you have?
This is definitely one of the toughest. You know, ACL is not a joke, and one of the longest to come back from, but I've just put my head down and put my nose to the grindstone and really want to work hard and get back.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, Jake.
Yep.